Welcome to Casting Actors Cast, insights for actors on acting in the business of show. Casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach takes you behind the scenes and reveals the secrets to a successful acting career. You can find out more on the web at castingactorscast.com. Please enjoy, like, and share Casting Actors Cast. Now, here's your host, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Welcome to another episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. This is the podcast for actors from a casting director. I'm with McCorkle Casting in New York, and I'm really excited to have you here today. This is kind of a great experiment today because I am videotaping this episode of Casting Actors Cast and putting it up on YouTube. So if you're just listening to this episode of Casting Actors Cast, you might want to go ahead and check out the YouTube video of this podcast in case you want to see somebody recording their podcast. It might be interesting. You might get a little more information because you can now see what I'm saying while I'm saying it. So if that's of any help or of any value to you, thank you so much. I really appreciate you going. By the way, for those of you who are just joining us on Casting Actors Cast, thank you so much for joining us. It's really great to have you aboard. We started this podcast about a year and a couple of months ago, and I've been so excited that it's taken off exponentially, that there are so many people all over the world tuning into Casting Actors Cast. I think we're at 11,000 downloads of the podcast at this point. So again, thank you so much for joining us. We're calling today's podcast Branding Impressions. Branding Impressions. You know, I'm going to tell you what that means in just a moment. But this is that moment in the podcast where I want to just say thank you very much for tuning in. It's really great to have you on board. I invite you to go to castingactorscast.com, all one word, and check out the website. There you're going to see places where you can download some free stuff. I've got some PDFs. Also, there's a place for you to get a free, and yes, I did say free, absolutely free, downloadable PDF of my book called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the voiceover workshop for professional actors. This is a 100-page PDF that I wrote about 3 or 4 years ago, and it's really, really useful. So if you're an actor and you have some interest in going into voiceover work, this might be the thing you want to check out. And it's absolutely free by going to the comments form, just filling out the comments form where you give me your name and information and any kind of comment you want to make. By the way, I don't do anything with that information. It's just for me to find out and get some feedback from people who are interested in continuing to listen and partake of this podcast called Casting Actors Cast. So thank you very much for listening and watching now. So today's episode called Branding Impressions, and I really want to go much more in depth. I talked in a previous podcast a while back about what it is to brand yourself as an actor. And I want to spend a little more time chatting with you about that because I think that there are some serious misconceptions and thoughts going on about the word branding. And I know it's gotten a bad rap, and I understand why it's gotten a bad rap, but I want to clear it up because I think there's some usefulness to the word. I think there's some value in it for actors trying to decide the kinds of roles or where they belong in the industry. And knowing what your brand is can help you in so many, many different ways, not the least of which is marketing yourself to those people who might be interested in bringing you on board, like for an audition or for an agent or for just meeting a casting director or a director in the business. So there are really some really useful tools at hand if you just kind of let go of all the negative misconceptions there are about branding, and we talk first about what branding actually is, because it is not, and I repeat, this is not about typecasting. Now, you've heard the word typecasting. I'm sure people use it all the time still. They say, what's my type? Oh, well, they're blonde and they're tall, they're short, they're fat, they're thin, they're blue collar, they're white collar. I mean, there's so many different adjectives that people are given. And what I find so negative about type is it's used in a discriminating way. And I mean discriminating in the sense of limiting, that you fit into a particular category. And they have all of these categories set up. And the word type also implies that there's less creativity involved if you have all of these categories and now you're just simply picking from a category. That is completely different than what I'm talking about. So when I'm talking about brand, because brand is different in the following way. Brand is something that you've created for yourself in order to discover your uniqueness. Because unlike type, it's your uniqueness that gets you the job, not your sameness. It's your uniqueness that gets you the job and not your sameness. So finding out about your brand can help you not only internally feel more confident about who you are, how you present yourself to the world, but it's also a great way to figure out, okay, now what's my marketing strategy based on my brand? And we're going to go into depth on that in just a second. But I wanted to share a story with you that Pat was sharing with me earlier today. And I think this is just a really such an interesting story. She was reading an article about an actress who would go into auditions and she would have her cell phone in her purse and she would record her audition. But what she also did, and I'm not sure there's anything seriously wrong with that. I don't think there's any issues with that. If it's a learning tool for you, then I can't imagine that anyone would have a hard time with that. But here's the problem. She would on purpose leave her purse in the audition room, go out of the audition room and wait for about 5 or 6 minutes and then knock on the door and go back into the audition room to retrieve her purse. Now, understand what she was doing was recording what was being said about her in the room while she was not there. Isn't that crazy? I just can't imagine somebody doing that. I guess the rationale must have been, oh, well, at least I get to hear what they're saying about me, so maybe I can improve. But you know what? I think that that's kind of a serious violation on several fronts. If you're being recorded and you're not aware of you're being recorded, I think there's something really kind of creepy about that. But I'm not a lawyer and I don't want to go into the legalities of that. But here's the other thing. The actor who depends so much on what others think of them is just making a huge statement about an insecure actor. Because here's the truth. It's really none of your business what other people think of you. And I know that's hard to understand, but that's the truth. You have no control over others' opinion of your work. Rest assured that as a casting director, if I'm going to bring you into an audition, I think that you're right for the job. And so automatically getting an audition is something to celebrate. It's something to work toward. It's something to be excited about. And you want to be as prepared as you possibly can for that audition. So that's great. And that's really something that you can kind of hang on to. But to really be as insecure as that, to depend on others' feedback, to make a decision about your choices, I think just flies in the face of your artistry and of your own creativity. So be really careful about that. And I just think that that was a bizarre story, and I wanted to share that with you. And please don't ever, ever consider leaving a recording device on so that you can hear what other people are saying about you. I just think that's kind of weird. But I have a piece of paper here in front of me, and I'm going to put this on the website, castingactorscast.com, just as a reminder. I can't, overstate the website. But what I did here was I put together what I call the Branding Impressions Worksheet, the Casting You Worksheet. And this is an attempt to really help you solidify and figure out what your impression is when you are meeting others for the first time. Understand the difference here. This is not about what your concern about what others are thinking of you. This is the opposite. This is what are you in control of and that you can show and enhance so that we really get a good sense about your personality, about who you are. And being in touch with who you are is really, really important, especially in those times when you're meeting business people. But that first impression can make a really big, significant difference in a career. And so this is the worksheet that I put together. Again, it's a downloadable worksheet on castingactorscast.com. And the first question on the worksheet is, what three adjectives would people you know use to describe you? So this is family, friends, acquaintances. It can be your mother, I guess. That's okay. But when you, what would your friends say about you? And you don't have to ask them. You probably know already. But you might want to ask them. You might want to say, you know what, I'm doing this worksheet, and what three words would you use to describe me? I think that that's really kind of fun. It's kind of a truth or dare kind of thing. But make sure it's the truth and not the dare part. Anyway, so what's valuable, I think, is that getting three adjectives from three different people is going to be very, very helpful to you, because it really is about how others perceive you. But that's really valuable feedback. And I'll explain exactly how you can use that in a second. So those three adjectives. Now, I guess if I were to do the exercise, people would say about me, I always get that I'm very energetic. I'm always like I'm over-caffeinated kind of guy. So lots of energy. I get that a lot. People think that right up front when they first meet me, that I'm super friendly and super like in your face kind of forward kind of guy. And I guess there's some truth to that. I know that there are elements to my personality that is kind of really kind of goofy. Funny, offbeat. I'm not using those to kind of, you know, pat myself on the back or to compliment me. On the contrary, I think some of those things are there, but I'm made up of so much more. But that first impression really means a lot from other people. So those are kind of the three adjectives that I would use. And so this is for the next step, is I put in a whole bunch of check boxes. The description and the instructions on the worksheet are, check each box that most describes your actual persona, your actual personality, right? So on the first one, you have the three impressions from others. Now, here's an opportunity for you to put check boxes on those qualities that you know about yourself. And I'm going to go through these very, very quickly. You might want to go back in the podcast or on the video or download the PDF. All of those are useful, I think. But I'm going to go through them rather quickly just so you'll get an idea about where I'm going with these adjectives. Friendly, outgoing, driven, intense, extroverted, funny, sarcastic, moody, shy, introspective, quiet, vulnerable. Are you intelligent? Measured, mature, meticulous, naive, sophisticated, mischievous, goofy, gregarious, perfectionistic, optimistic. So those are the adjectives that I have, and I am sure that there are plenty more that you can come up with for yourself. Now, here's the thing. You've got to get really truthful with yourself when you do this. I know that there are sides to you probably that a lot of people wouldn't recognize right away, but that's fair game to put down on the sheet so that you get an idea that you are a whole human being. You're made up of all kinds of different colors and shapes and sizes and personality traits. So by all means, don't limit yourself to the ones that I've just given you here. But now here's the next step. You want to see if there are any matches from that first instruction to the second instruction. In other words, if you think that you're funny, and somebody in your world, in your circle, has also written that they think you're funny, then funny is a match. And so funny is one of those adjectives that you know about yourself and that others know about you. That's a solid match. And so that means that comedy is something that you should really pay particular attention to and make sure it's something that is in your wheelhouse, that you are a comic actor and you can deliver comedy. You see where I'm going with this? Now, there may be more than one adjective. Maybe that you are also, people would say that you are just simply friendly. Well, if you know that you're friendly and others think that you're friendly, then you know what? Maybe you're not going to be that aggressive about going to those roles that are, serial killer, unless it's a psychotic person who comes across as being friendly. You get where I'm going with this. It's not meant to be black and white or insulting in any way. It really is to help shape and define who you are, so that you can now take those tools, those matches, and apply them to your marketing strategy. Because that's going to have an overwhelming impact on the way your website looks, on your next picture, your next headshot. It's going to have some impact on the way you design your correspondence, about what kind of agent or manager you might be working with. The kind of roles that you might see yourself in might open up a little bit more because you now see yourself the way others see you. That's very reinforcing in terms of opportunities and roles that might be available to you. Now, here's the last step. Describe a character that you've seen in either film, television, or theater that you say to yourself or that you know you could play. In other words, that you see somebody in this production and something about their performance says, you know what, I could also do that role. I could also play that role. And that becomes, again, a source of really great material because chances are the way that that actor is being perceived by you probably, more likely than not, has those qualities that you've decided are what most describe your personality. So now you see where we're going with this. These are small little building blocks, little construction blocks that you're building on top, one on top of another, so that your brand, which is very, you know, I might sound simplistic about this, but, you know, a lot of people in this business are not like the sharpest knives in the drawer. And so the more that you know how you're coming across, the know how you're being perceived, know the kinds of roles that you would be right for, will help redefine and really help guide you to the right opportunities that are out there. I'm convinced of it. I've seen it happen too many times. So in a very real sense, this is not typecasting. In a very real sense, this is you finding your place in a very broad industry with lots and lots of room for you to participate. You know, finally, I'll say I just also love the fact that it reinforces you in such a positive way, that it really gives you a good center, a good foundational approach that gives you the level of confidence. And again, it's confidence without being cocky. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like confidence where you can go into an audition because you know how you are being perceived and how you feel about yourself with that perception. So I hope that that makes sense. I really do, because I think it's really, really valuable. So go ahead and download the sheet, if you will, Branding Impressions Casting You Worksheet. And I think you might find it really, really helpful. You know what? If you did find it helpful, please do me a favor. And if you're watching on YouTube right now, please subscribe and give me a like. If I get enough people who seem to be interested in watching me do the recording of the podcast, then I'm going to do more of them. But if I don't get much response, then this is a lot of work. It's a lot more work than you might think, putting together a YouTube channel while simultaneously doing a podcast. Now I've got to go back and start looking at the editing of all this, and oh my gosh, my head's going to explode. But if you found it valuable, I would love to do more of it. I mean, the more people that can become part of this community, the more excited I get, and the happier I am to be able to help you with your career choices and with any questions that you might have. So thank you so much for listening and watching. This is Casting Actors Cast. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. Thanks.
You've been listening to Casting Actors Cast with host Jeffrey Dreisbach. Find out more at castingactorscast.com. and let us know if you would like us to cover topics you're interested in. Thanks for listening. I'm Matthew DeSarno.